This is the Penobscot Bay Report. On April 6, 2009, scullifers met with Maine Sea Grant to discuss Maine DMR's new plan to require scullipers to declare non-scallop dragging zones within their areas as a precondition to allowing a 2010 scalloping season to take place. At the meeting, held at the Roundtop Center in Damariscotta, Penobscot Bay area scullipers were quite defiant toward this proposed closure rule. Not a single hand went up among the fishermen when Dana Morris of the Sea Grant did a poll. How many support DMR's command? Map out chunks of the grounds for projected closure. Not a single hand went up. You knew it wasn't going to go easy on this. Tug Braun, the DMR scallopcrat, and Commissioner George LaPointe, of course, are the two people involved here. Great deal of anger and frustration about the state's almost complete hands-off approach to dealing with pollution and with habitat loss. Those things that can ruin everything from feed for the scallop larva to whatever organ breakdown is causing the meats to turn gray. The state almost acts as if there's this magic kitchen in the bay. And as long as they keep controlling the fishermen's harvest the right way, everything will be fine. Now, DMR keeps this attitude, even with Penobscot Bay's discolored scallops, with few or no scallops, crashes of all sorts of other bay species too. Never has a defense better than, well, we have empty pockets. We have no money in our budget to study. Tough times, you know. Sorry. However, let's do a closure. But meanwhile, DMR, Sea Grant, Cooperative Extension, their crew burn endless amounts of cash. How? They host talking head conferences on these meaningless planning initiatives. You know, the Baywide Management Initiatives, other coastal initiatives. Nothing comes of them except catered meals, splendid meetings in nice hotels with, of course, quarters provided for those that needed it, as well as those lucky hired experts come paid to bloviate there in the taxpayer's nickel. They've always got money for that, just none for actual hands-on research there in the mud in the bay. Well, you take a listen, but to me, the scallopers of Penobscot Bay, Muskongas Bay, points nearby, they all raised the no-compromise flag last night in Damariscotta. They rejected DMR's commission to leap before it looks. DMR has threatened no quarter if the fishermen don't bend, so who's going to blink? As the meeting begins, a scallop diver from Casco Bay is holding forth. The meeting's in a very echoey room with lots of loud voices. Not all the audio is quite as listenable as you might prefer, but it's the sound of a bunch of guys who aren't giving up. Not at all. The two-hour-long recording is broken up into roughly 15-minute segments. Stand by.
Hi, Dad. This is Montville.
I'm so far awesome.
Concrete, fabric, engineering, IO, dragon's engine, Jeff Bell, Spencer,
Kevin Smith, Michael Hill, Mike Hutchins, engine builder, driver,
Bill Dutta, Lieutenant,
Dr. Clarence, Lieutenant,
Bill Mooney, Friendship,
Jim Watt, for Friendship,
Bernie Wallace, Friendship,
Charlie Simmons, Freeman.
Next year, we've got gray ones next to them.
Now, on the offshore, this is only that I catch my grandkids. Now fish down the back. And you just fell out of the shell. And if I could just call the grandkids, they would jump. And I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know the baggage. But I'm not going to monopolize the meat. I just want to feel it. So when I go tomorrow, talk to the few guys, what are we talking? My little group is only four guys. This is what we're regulating. Now, out of Portland, we saw two other guys up to Oslo. I don't think our group is as big as this. We'll see tomorrow. I don't think the group
is. We lost a lot of our group because of an activity we do. I have to get needed. I mean, look at all. You know, I can think dialogue. I can't go to the hobbies. I love hobbies. I call it class. Maybe don't be as fun. But, you know, I mean, it's just the way it is. Back in all the three people, Cambridge, my brother, go back now. You know, the few guys have been fishing home. Every boat that has been fed into our channel this week. Them guys get 2 months out of this one. If 5 more of us break that, that would be 2 weeks. A week. We definitely. You know, I'm saying that we go with what we have. But what we got left would support fleet for that venue.
We also,
so we got a lot of guys that just, being jazz, we have a gong. Just 10 or a dozen more from them, they're the same over there. Abby, Travis, they've been tied as well.
And,
you know, it's just, what that basketball ain't what the state is calling. State ain't what the West Alabama.
Before we get too far, too, let's go around. We got, I think, some pretty good representation from around the coast. Might be that if you heard someone's name but not met them before. So just go around and say your name, maybe where you fish. Again, I'm David Morris. I work for a Sea Grant Club.